Hallelujah. We
Love
thank you.
Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We magnify your name on tonight, God. There's none like you in all the earth. Glory be to God in the highest. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. I was glad when they said it to me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God the highest praise on tonight, on this week of Thanksgiving. We give him praise. The word says, in all things, give thanks unto God. So we magnify the name of the Lord on tonight. There's none like him in all the earth. So we worship and praise his holy name. Hallelujah. He inhabits the praises of his people, and that's why we glorify the name of Jesus on tonight. That name which has been given above every name, every knee shall bow, every tongue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify the name of the Lord on tonight. To God be all praise, all glory, and all honor for the great, wonderful, and mighty things he is doing in our midst. We hallelujah. We love you, Jesus, on tonight, and we magnify the name of God, hallelujah, through your Son who died for our sins. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17 is a few verses I want to read tonight as we begin with prayer, and we will go into opening up the phone lines later on in the broadcast. But on the brink of Thanksgiving holiday, and Thanksgiving being in so many people's minds and hearts on this week, I'm looking at this story of the 10 lepers healed by Jesus. In Luke chapter 17, verse 11, and it says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show yourself unto the priests.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger.' And he said unto him, 'Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole.'" Even as we look at these few verses of scripture, we have so much to be thankful for. Even in the midst of them being lepers and outcasts in that day, there was no cure for leprosy. It was a death sentence. It was a sure enough way to die through leprosy. But they cried out to Jesus, and they said, "Jesus, have mercy on us." And he gave them instruction to go show themselves to the priest. And the word says, as all 10 men went, they didn't get to the priest, but as they went, just on obedience of his word, they were cleansed, they were healed, they were set free from their sickness, their disease. An incurable disease, Jesus healed them. And out of the 10, only one came back and gave God glory with a loud voice and thanked Jesus. Let us represent that one tonight as we pray. That's why I'm not in a day where everybody's looking at statistics and numbers and doing assessments and doing surveys and doing so many things that can give us facts and figures. I just thank God that through the word of God, God, with the power of one, can change the world. So as we pray tonight, know that there is power within yourself to impact your family, to impact your community, to impact the work environment that you work at, the seminary school that you may be a part of, even your church. The power of one is a powerful thing. That's why Jesus said, not only are you healed, but your faith has made you whole. The others got healed of their sickness and their disease, but I'm just assuming there were other areas in their life that was lacking and they were not made whole. But this man, because he gave thanks and gave praise unto God, that's why my wife and I, sometimes we may seem loud, and sometimes as people call in this prayer line, they may seem excited with an audible, loud volume in their voice, because we're simply giving God praise and glory. The fact that he do so much for us on a daily basis, unashamedly, we don't mind.
being heard, glorifying our God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray tonight on the verge of the Thanksgiving holiday with family and food and fellowship and friends, and it's going to be a joyous occasion, Lord. It is one of the greatest holidays where people are free-spirited and people have a light heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even as we remember the foundation of our founding fathers of this great nation, the United States of America, Lord, giving thanks unto God, hallelujah, for this land that we have been blessed with. So, Lord, we thank you, even as we keep the tradition going of giving, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We recognize that even back then they gave you thanks, God. They gave you praise and they gave you glory for allowing this door to be opened, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And centuries later, we are still celebrating Thanksgiving holiday. And we're still giving you praise, God. We're still glorifying your name. Lord, everything is not right in our lives. We're still lacking in certain areas. And there's still prayer concerns on our table. But, Lord, tonight we want to pause for the cause and have an attitude of gratitude and bring a spirit of thanksgiving into this prayer line tonight. You didn't have to do it, Lord, but you saved us from our sins, and you cleansed us from all unrighteousness, and you washed us with your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, that we don't have now old wineskins, but we have now new wineskins, and you continue to pour fresh oil and new wine into our lives, and we give you thanks for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're on this prayer line tonight. We're not hospitalized. We're not incarcerated. We're not disabled, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, we give you thanks tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost. We give you thanks tonight because you're a good God. You're a wonderful Savior. You're a Prince of Peace and a mighty God. And the goodness of God, a yea and amen for each and every person under the sound of my voice, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we choose not to complain tonight. We choose not to murmur. We choose to look at the good things and the goodness of God that's happening in our lives, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now, with a spirit of thanksgiving, we thank you for this prayer line that we can come every Tuesday night and hear, Lord, people with like minds and like spirits, Lord, with an anointing. Glory be to God. There's an anointing on this prayer line every Tuesday night that's destroying yokes, that's tearing down strongholds, that's casting down familiar spirits in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we give you thanks tonight for one another. In the name of Jesus, because you said where two or more are gathered in your name, you will be in the midst of them. So I thank you for my brother and my sister that's on the prayer line tonight. I thank you for the New Creation Church family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that helps make this prayer line possible, along with my wife and I and the New Creation Church family. You called us to prayer. You told us prayer would be the foundation of our ministry being successful and lasting and enduring during these last and evil and perilous days. So, Lord, through the foundation of prayer, in the name of Jesus, we're going to be like the wise builder. And when the winds come in, when the storms come in, when the winds rage, Lord, in the name of Jesus, it shall stand. So through the power of prayer, we cover every home right now that they will stand, Lord, even though the enemy is coming after the family, trying to divide husband and wife, trying to divide parents and children, trying to divide siblings and relatives in the name of Jesus. But the devil is a liar. We pray for unity tonight. We pray for a greater love tonight. We pray in the name of Jesus for our churches to come together. Yes. And cast down the plan of the enemy where they reside in their communities, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you said we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. So, Lord, we thank you. Glory be to God that on this prayer line, we're not putting our light up under a bushel. Yeah. We're not putting our light where nobody can see it. But your word said, let your light so shine that people may glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So, Lord, we want people to see the light in our marriages. We want people to see the light in our eyes when we talk about the goodness of Jesus. We want people to see, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so many hearts are waxing cold, according to Matthew 24, when you prophesied that many will fall away. But I thank you for those on this prayer line, Lord, that had the mindset and the mind of Christ to call in tonight in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you, glory be to God, for delivering, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that person on this prayer line that need deliverance for healing, healing, healing in the name of Jesus. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace have been laid upon you, God, and by the stripes of Jesus are healed. Yes, so I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even as he was led to the slaughter like a lamb, Lord, not uttering a word. We thank you, glory be to God, that even on the cross he did not come down. And I thank you, hallelujah, glory be to God, that he was obedient for the remission of our sins, even unto the death of the cross. So, Lord, on this Thanksgiving holiday, on this Thanksgiving week, where family are traveling, we pray for traveling mercies for our families. We pray for those who are traveling from other states and going to relatives. We pray, Lord, those who will fly and be on the highways and the byways, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the angelic hosts will cover them from accidents and mishaps with cars and vehicles, Lord. No mechanical failures, Lord, on the roads in the name of Jesus. So we're praying, glory be to God, that families will celebrate the goodness of God, even as the person pray over the turkey and pray over the food, Lord, that we will bring the presence of the Lord into our families and to our gatherings in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you tonight for every life. I plead the blood of Jesus over every person tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, that person who needs a job, do it, Lord. Glory be to God. Open a door of employment, Lord. Let that job in the favor of God be that person's portion. Glory be to God. So we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for gainful employment, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But the person looking to earn an income, Lord, and for their livelihood, we thank you, glory be to God, for sickness and disease, even as these 10 lepers, Lord, was in that state. It doesn't say how long, but in a moment, Jesus radically changed their lives. I feel the God on this line tonight. I said in a moment, God can turn your situation around. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, God, in the name of Jesus, can make it new. In a moment, God can cancel your debt in the name of Jesus. In a moment, God can give you a clean bill of health in the mighty name of Jesus. In a moment, glory be to God. God can restore what the enemy has stolen from you. In a moment, God can fix your marriage and fix your mindset in the name of Jesus. That's why we pray. That's why we praise God. That's why we pray without ceasing, according to the word of God. So in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn up this prayer line tonight. Let the zeal and passion for God and the things of God and the zealousness of God be on this prayer line tonight. So that person, Lord, that the enemy's trying to discourage in this hour, I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor. That person, hear God. Somebody on this prayer line, the warfare has been so intense. Even as we approach the end of this season, the end of this year, it looks like the enemy is trying to back you into a corner, but I bind up that spirit of discouragement in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, even as I recently preached the word, the power to produce. I thank you for the power to produce, Lord. You said be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue and take dominion. You said producing 30, 60, 100 fold as we believe the word of God. So, Lord, we thank you for increase on tonight. My God, we thank you for overflow. We thank you, Lord, for money enough money to pay our bills, enough money, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to cancel, glory be to God, the debt that we may be facing, enough money, Lord, to sustain and maintain our personal households in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we tithe, as we give offerings, as we bring alms and first fruits to the things of God, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for increase in every life. I feel the Holy Ghost. We bind up the spirit of fear. We bind up that spirit of fear and worry in the name of Jesus. We cast down anxiety. We cast down the spirit of stress. We cast it down right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you said cast all our care upon you because you care for us. The word says you made a way of escape already. So let us escape, Lord. Let us look to the hills which cometh our help. Our help comes from God above. Let us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, pray for one another and confess our faults to one another that we all might be healed in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for New Creation Church. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we be like that leper. We are the church on this prayer line. Thanking you for the doors of New Creation being open for 8 years. Thank you for every tither. Thank you for every ministry worker. Thank you for every family that shows up every Sunday, every Wednesday, and every Tuesday night, and every Thursday. Thank you for those that hold me and Pastor Rebecca arms up in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the New Creation Church family and those on this prayer line that pray for us and cover us with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, for binding up the hands of the enemy off of us in the name of Jesus and rebuking the devourer, God. Glory be to God. So, Lord, have your way. Thank you, Lord, even as we approach this holiday season. And Lord, thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Glory be to God for every opportunity given from glory. The leper said, have mercy on us. And my wife and I heard a word on mercy last week, that we ought to extend mercy to one another. There go I by the grace of God. Let us not be so high-minded. Let us not be so callous. And let us not go there when the devil tries to trick us into being selfish and thinking we have it all together. Let us not judge one another when our family members and those that we see falling short of the glory of God. The Bible says, pray for your brother who has fallen. Pray for your sister when you see them who have been deceived by the enemy. Pray for those who have backslidden. Pray and cover those who have got so discouraged they don't want to go to church and they don't want to do the things that God has called them to do. Don't judge them. Pray for them in the name of Jesus. So it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Should be somebody's prayer tonight. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. So you said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves. That's what the scripture is saying. When we see a brother taken in the fall, it say, pray to restore that person. When you see a sister who has fallen into sin, it say, pray that she be restored.
Yes.
When you see your children backing up from the things of God, the word says, pray for them and cover them with prayer. So we want to be like this leper tonight. Even as I give my wife the prayer line, and we're going to open up the prayer lines momentarily, this leper had the spirit of thanksgiving. And the other nine took it for granted. Like so many in our day, God give rain on the just and the unjust.
Yes.
But I thank God for every person under the sound of my voice that you dialed in to glorify your God. You dialed in to give him praise.
Hallelujah.
You dialed in to pray to heaven and bombard heaven. So, Lord, meet every need on this prayer line. in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. God, you are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you as my husband has opened up with a spirit of thanksgiving. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done for us. We thank you, hallelujah, for the manifestation of the promise. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for meeting every need. We thank you for our families. We thank you, hallelujah, for the movement of our limbs. We thank you, Lord, for the breath in our bodies. Lord, we thank you for provision that you are yet providing for every need. God, we thank you for every caller on this line tonight. And Lord, we pray a special Thanksgiving blessing over every life tonight, God. Hallelujah. We pray that you will bless them, oh God, and bless them indeed. Increase their territory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them from evil, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And continue, Father God, to increase the work of their hands, God. Increase the reward of their labor, oh God. Father God, save their children, God. Save their loved ones on tonight. So many are crying out and praying for sons and daughters. Hallelujah. For cousins and nieces,
yes,
and nephews,
yes,
God.
Yes.
Mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers.
Yes.
So, Lord, we cry out on the behalf of the family, God.
Jesus.
And we pray, God, hallelujah, that you will save those loved ones, God.
Yes.
Save our family members. Pull them out,
Jesus,
of the darkness, oh God, of this world, God. Let them know that they are loved. Lord, we pray for our families on tonight. We pray. I pray a blessing upon every family, God, even as we prepare for Thanksgiving, God. Father God, encourage every broken heart. Encourage every, Father God, troubled parent, every troubled soul on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we give this prayer to you. We pray for every individual. Bless these people, God, who have come panting after the waters, oh God, panting after the living water. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the living water. And when you drink from this water that I give you, you will never thirst again. So, Lord, quench the thirst. Hallelujah. Quench the thirst that's bubbling up in the bellies of your people, God, and let your waters be like rivers. Rivers of living water bubbling up in our bellies, God, replacing everything that's negative and everything that's stagnant and everything that's dead. We speak life. I speak life to every dead thing right now in the name of Jesus. I speak life to every dead marriage, and I speak life, hallelujah, to every diagnosis and prognosis from the doctor that's not in congruency to your word, God. I speak life. I declare that you shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. We bind up the spirit of depression,
Jesus,
on tonight. We come against the spirit of depression as so many are missing loved ones who have gone on, God. Comfort the mourning soul on tonight, God. Comfort the grieving soul on tonight, God. You are able. Lord, we love you and we bless your name, and we thank you, Jesus, for those who are calling in. And as we begin to take calls, we ask that you continue to bless. I feel the spirit of the Lord so mightily on this prayer line, Pastor Anthony. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to just bless each and every person, those who will come on the line, and those who will quietly listen, and those who will listen and praise God in the background. Lord, we just ask that you will bless every person. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless those in Ferguson, God. Bless, Father God, bring rest, oh God, to Ferguson. Bring rest, oh God. We bind up the spirit of racism. We bind up the spirit of prejudice and bigotry. We bind up every spirit, God, that's contrary to your will, Father God. Your word says you are no respecter of person. Lord, let us not hate somebody because they're black or because they're white, God. Let this thing in Ferguson, not trigger off a whole bunch of, Father God, feelings and that should have been, Father God, dealt with so long ago, God. Hallelujah. No, Lord, let us put it where it is, though. The evil is behind this, oh God, that the devil is behind this, oh God. So we bind up the hand of the devil in Ferguson, oh God. We bind up the spirits, Father God, that have been released, oh God, in that town, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the power of every demon on assignment, and we declare victory in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, oh God, that with you there is life and life more abundantly, and that your people, there is no weapon formed against us that can prosper. And even though there will be some who are not saved, God, we can pray, and their prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective, Father God. So, Father God, bind the hand of every, Father God, person, Father God, in authority who's not walking in the spirit of righteousness and justice, and bind up, Father God, the hand of every person, Father God, who has an intent to do harm, and Father God, bind up the hand of every person, Father God, who has malice and evil and hatred in their heart, oh God. And Father God, we give this over to you, and we say, have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. You are God, and you alone are God. Guard our daughters and our sons, Father God. Protect, Father God, the young and the old, and the, Father God, the Christian and the non-Christian, and the black and the white, and Father God, all races in between, God. We ask, Father God, for justice across the nations, for all nations. And we just thank you. We praise you, God. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. We thank you that you are God. And, Lord, we just thank you that you are already, you said in all things we know that you are working together for the good. So even in the middle of evil, we know that you are working for the good of those who love you,
yeah,
and are called according to your purpose. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to take some calls. Amen. We're going to open up the phone lines. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to open up the phone lines. Glory be to God.
Yes, yes.
To God be the glory. We
yes.
see. Again, press 1 on your phone, and we will put you on the air tonight.
Yes, God.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Area code 270-270. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank God. I come to the prayer line tonight with an attitude of gratitude. I thank God for his only begotten Son, Jesus, in the precious and powerful gift of the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I thank God right now for who he is and for what he's already done. I thank God for the fervent prayers of a righteous man that avails much. I thank God again for Tuesday night prayer with New Creation Christian Ministry. I thank God for Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca Simmons.
Yes.
And I come standing in the gap for the ones who, oh, Jesus, that are lost, that are still in the dark. And I have a prayer request for Bethany Turner. God has used her bountifully in an outreach ministry. And her business partner has lost their life already. And it's a spirit of witchcraft coming against her. And I know God has already gave y'all insight from the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost. And I call tonight for y'all to pray for her. And I want to thank God for blessing y'all bountifully. And I ask God to continue to put a hedge of protection around y'all blessings. And I want to thank God for each and every individual on this prayer line right now.
Yes.
I thank you, Jesus, for giving us a triple bypass. You allowed us to pass the jailhouse, and we weren't there. You allowed us to pass the funeral home, and we weren't there. You allowed us to pass the graveyard, and we weren't there. So I have a reason to come to you tonight in thanksgiving, Father. I thank you for what you've already done. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for choosing the pastors, the Simmons at New Creation Christian Ministry. And I thank you for using them to gossip the gospel, to speak your word with fire, Father, from on high, with the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost. And I ask you again, Father, to put a hedge of protection around those blessings that you've already given them. And I thank you for giving them a heart to sow seeds, Father. into the ministry of righteousness that you have started with them, Father. And I call on you to strengthen them for this journey, Father. And each and every demonic assignment sent against them has been destroyed in the name of Jesus, who ruled and reigned. Continue to triumph in them, Father. Continue to increase the ministry in Hillside, New Jersey, Father. Continue to have your way. Continue to open the ears of their hearts so they can hear your voice and diligently obey, Father. And I thank you again for increasing their territory. I thank you again for the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost and the apostolic. I thank you for using both of a mouthpiece and your mouthpiece. And whatever you speak to them, Father, we receive in joy and take to the faith bank and deposit it and consider it done in the name of Jesus. And I ask you for the last time to continue to bless New Creation Christian Ministry during this time of Thanksgiving, which is each and every day. Supply what they stand in need of, Father, and put a hedge of protection around those blessings that you've already given them. Continue to give them seed to sow into your ministry, Father, and to sow into the people's lives that are less fortunate than them. Continue to increase the members in the sanctuary in the congregation. Continue to allow them to be trained up in the righteous way to go, Father. Continue to allow you to speak into their heart and get their divine assignments from on high, hearing your voice and diligently obeying, Father. Your word stands in Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and I give you the desires of your heart. My desire is for you to bless New Creation Christian Ministry bountifully like you have already. Continue to breathe your manifestation into their lives. And I stand in the gap again for Bethany Turner. Have your way, Father. Have your
way.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Father, we thank you for our brothers tonight in the name of Jesus. We receive that word. Hallelujah. We thank you as we touch and agree with him in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. He said every day is a spirit to give you thanks. Every day is an opportunity when we open our eyes on this side of heaven to give you thanks. And we stand in agreement with him as he stands in the gap for his dear sister in the name of Jesus in the body of Christ. We bind up every spirit that tries to come against what she's trying to do. Stephanie Turner, in the name of Sister Turner, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every spirit that's trying to come against her and the plan of God that rolls out over her life in the name of Jesus. Lord, she is on divine assignment to do your will, and I bind up the hand of the enemy trying to come and distract her, trying to come and destroy the plan of God and her kingdom assignment in the name of Jesus. And even as our brother said, Lord, she needs to be covered in prayer in the name of Jesus. We know that the angelic host is watching over her in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of death and murder. We bind up the spirit, Lord, of bondage. We bind up that spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, of the Antichrist. And we say, Lord, loose your word, loose your protection, loose your covering, Lord, over that young lady in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that she said yes to your will and yes to your way. And now, Lord, as she walks in obedience, that you, Lord, would give her everything she needs to fulfill the call that's on her life in the name of Jesus. Many are called, but few are chosen. So we thank you for her life, and we thank you even as our men to God have brought her to this prayer line. There is power in agreement, so we agree with him tonight. And we stand in agreement with him that you will protect your daughter in Zion in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And we say it's done. And we say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you once again tonight. We give God thanks for you as you have spoken into our life and the life of New Creation Church once again. God uses you mightily on these Tuesday nights, and we thank God for you, that zeal and that fire and that anointing that only came from God that's on your life. We thank God that he called you for such a time as this, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, meet every need pertaining to this man. Give him all the resources he needs to fulfill the call and plan of God that's on his life. So we thank you, Lord. Even as the Apostle Paul said, there's a great door church that has opened.
My God.
But there are many who oppose me.
Jesus.
I see in the spirit realm many trying to oppose you.
Jesus.
But God has already made a way.
My God.
Out of no way.
My God.
Thank you.
So you keep moving forward by faith, my brother.
Hallelujah.
He already determined the end at the beginning.
My God.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lukewarm, and God's going to use that fire. Just keep that fire. Don't let nobody throw dirt in your well. Continue to bubble over with the zeal and the fervor of Jesus Christ, because God is well pleased with your fervor for Him. He's well pleased with you. And we just continue to pray for Sister Turner. I believe it's destined to turn that. We will continue to pray for her. And bind up that spirit of witchcraft. And right now, we bind up the spirit of retaliation that will try to come against the Lord. We thank God that He has a protection around you. And we ask, Father, that you will continue to instruct your head protection around our brother and his friends, oh God, within the Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing in both of their lives. We thank you, Lord, that you're mightily to bring people out of darkness into your marvelous light. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony that's on their lips. We thank you, Lord, for the fire that's in their belly. We thank you, Lord, that they can't help, Father God, but preach this gospel. We thank you, Lord, that they are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So, Lord, continue to elevate them, continue to bless them, continue to bless them, continue to pour into them as they pour out the other prayer line, even for my husband and myself and the brothers of all. And, Father God, we cover him, Father God, with a hedge of protection, God. We thank you, Lord, for the divine protection, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against him can prosper, God. So even as you use him, oh God, we thank you for his journey, God. We thank you, Lord, for where you're taking him, for where he's already been, God. We thank you, Lord, for the knowledge that he's gaining, God, and even the training that he's gaining. Father God, use him mightily for your glory. Bless you, and we thank you, Father God, for our brothers and all. We thank you for him. We thank you for sending him to the creation of Christian ministry. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for allowing him to hold up our arms on Thursday night. Bless him. It's a blessing to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. He has a fire of the Lord on him, and we thank God, as you said, Pastor, for that fire. It's combustible. I thought about
it's a contagious Christian.
Amen. And that kind of fire is going to go to other believers.
Yes.
Thought about Elijah when the 400 false prophets cried out and cut themselves and cried out to God, and Elijah mocked them because they were serving a false god.
Yes.
But then when he set the altar,
my God, fire.
And he put the water on the rocks, and he put the more water and more water and more water. And the Bible says when the fire came, it licked up the water, it licked up the wood, it even burnt up the rocks that made up the altar.
Oh, Lord.
And that's what kind of fire that young man has for the things of God. That
God.
They try to throw water on him.
It's just gonna
burn up the water. It's gonna burn up the water in the name of Jesus. We're gonna continue to take calls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He got me set on fire. I love people like that on fire for the things of God. Area code 239.
Yeah.
239. We thank God for you this evening. God bless you.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. God bless you.
Yes,
we can hear you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Maria. I'm calling you from another phone. I have to say this. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I want to thank God. I want to thank Jesus for being so good to me that no matter what happens or anybody tries to do against me, they will fail. fail. I mean, I've been through some soft water, say, Pastor Anthony. I've been through the wilderness, but God is helping me go through that wilderness. I know that I'm going to see the light. I know that he's going to take me to that victory. It's been so rough for me lately, but I thank God for my life. I thank God for family. I thank God for the people that love me, that pray for me, and that care for me. I've had a rough time trying to get through the phone. I thank God for technology because my son told me, Mom, I told him, listen, I can't even listen to prayer line today. I'm very upset. He told me, Ma, I have an app. Just download the app and go to McDonald's and use your Wi-Fi. Well, I went to McDonald's. I tried to prepare my prayer line. I park in the parking lot. There's a sign there that says, the devil is a liar. And the devil is a liar. I rebuke him in Jesus' name. I could not believe when I saw that sign there. And yet, my phone's not working. So I went over to Home Depot. And so I'm here at Home Depot into the air. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
so
you,
when
Jesus.
You called 239, I didn't know that 239 was my extension because I'm missing some other number. I don't know what it is. Thank God for technology. I was able to get the prayer line. So
amen.
I just want you to continue to pray for me through the rough times I'm going through. And I want to thank God for my life every day, for waking me up, for my home. I have a place to sleep. I have food. He has provided me, so there's nothing that I can say that I cannot thank him for, but I'm thankful for him every single day, and I will be till I die. I'm thankful so much for God, and I know he loves me, and I love him. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thanks. Jesus, hallelujah.
Well, we thank God for you tonight.
You
don't even know you're diligence and your persistence.
Yes.
Even in trying to get through to the prayer line tonight.
Jesus.
The enemy tried to block you, the enemy tried to stop you, the enemy tried to interfere. But you were determined.
Yes,
and just like you were determined to get on this prayer line, I believe and I sense in my heart of hearts that God is going to make a way with your due diligence, even concerning your personal livelihood.
Yes.
So no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. You keep that persistence. You're going to persevere. You're going to get through.
God.
Keep counting it all joy because we hear your voice and we hear your heart that there is no quit in Sister Maria.
God.
You ain't got no quit
in you. Lord.
So, amen.
We're
going to pray for you because I like the way you sang that song.
Oh.
It's me, oh Lord. But you already got the victory and you were determined to get on this prayer line. And we thank God that you called in tonight.
Yes.
Because we just have to keep
pressing.
I thank
God I was able to get through.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Maria, Lord, even as she has pressed her way, even as she has pushed through adversity. The psalmist said, it was good that I was afflicted, Lord. And I would have never known the goodness of God unless trouble came my way. So, Lord, your word says, count it all joy. So we know that all things are going to work together for her good. In the name of Jesus, what the enemy means for evil, God is going to turn it around and use it for her good. So I thank you, Lord, that no weapon that has been formed against her will ever be able to. You said that enemies will come at her one way, and they'll flee seven different ways. He's though a host wage war against her. Even in this, she shall not fear. So I thank you, Lord, that you cover her.
Yes,
you cover her son.
You
cover her household.
You
cover her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, everything pertaining to her life and livelihood.
Yes.
I thank you in the name of Jesus that you'll make a way, Lord, that you'll give her favor in this season, that you'll do things that man cannot do.
Hallelujah.
You said with man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Thank
so we
Lord.
Remind her tonight that she can do all things through you, Jesus.
Yes.
She can do all things through Christ who strengthens her.
Yes.
So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that the greater one is on the inside of her than he that is in this
thank
world.
You.
So I thank you for her
yes,
wisdom.
Lord.
I thank you that you're ordering
thank
her steps.
Yes.
That I thank you for good success,
yes, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank
even
you.
As you told Joshua, everywhere his soul that his feet shall trod,
yes,
you will give it to her.
Oh,
so, Lord, in the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus, when she walks, when she sees something and you put
yes,
it in her spirit,
Lord,
when you give her a business
yes,
thought,
Lord,
when you give her innovation and
yes,
creativity,
Lord,
when you give her
thank
unction
you
in her spirit, Lord, in the name
thank
of Jesus,
Jesus,
I thank you
Jesus
that you will multiply
thank
it and prosper it
thank
and bless it and breathe
thank
on it
you,
in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So encourage your heart.
Thank you.
Encourage her
you
spirit on tonight. So we
yes,
give it to you.
Yes, Lord.
We leave her
thank
at your throne
you
of grace.
Yes, hallelujah.
During
thank
the
Lord
spirit of thanksgiving.
Yes, God.
We know that your grace is sufficient
yes,
for Sister Marie.
Yes,
yes,
Lord. Yes.
So, Lord, allow her to pray to
thank
you.
You.
And you see every tear. You know every
thank
hurt.
You.
You know every disappointment.
Thank
so, God,
you,
I thank you that she has a God to go to.
Yes,
when man fell her, and when
hallelujah
people let her down,
my God, my God,
I hallelujah thank you, God,
Jesus,
that you'll never
hallelujah
leave her nor forsake her.
Jesus.
But you said
thank
you'll
you
always be with her.
Jesus.
In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord, thank
yes
amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 If God
thank
be for
you,
you
my God,
who can be against you?
Jesus.
Yes,
I said,
Lord,
if God
yes
be for
Jesus
you,
Jesus,
who can come Jesus against you?
God,
they can
yes
try,
yes,
but they won't succeed.
Jesus.
They can try,
yes,
but it won't fail. They can
yes
try, but it will not work in
yes
Jesus'
Lord
name.
In
so
Jesus
we cover
name
you with the blood of Jesus, and we thank,
thank
God
you
for you as you push your way to get through to this prayer line. God says the
thank
same
you
kind of diligence, I need you to walk forward by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I receive
hallelujah
that in Jesus' name. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. And I want to
amen
thank both of you, and I want to wish you both a happy Thanksgiving with your family. Bless you both. Thank you. And God bless everyone on this prayer line.
Amen. Thank you. We say God bless you to you. And then even as Pastor was praying, I was hearing the song, I am not forgotten. I am not forgotten. I am not forgotten. God knows my name. And that's the song that came to my spirit. And then the pastor ended the prayer with, God will never leave you or forsake you. And we have to know God is just speaking so loudly. Like even as you're walking through this valley, as you're walking through some hard times, as you're walking through some trying
yes
times, God is saying you are not forgotten. He knows your
yes
name. Hallelujah. God had a plan for you since the very beginning.
Yes.
When you were yet in your mother's womb, he had a plan to prosper you and not to
thank
harm
you,
you, to give you a hope
you
and a future. God has not forsaken his word. He has not repented on his word. He is
yes
not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he would repent and change his mind. And God says right now, even told me right now to pray and bind up any spirit that's holding up
yes
your stuff.
Lord,
and I bind up every spirit in the spiritual realm and
yes
the supernatural
Jesus
realm that's coming against
yes
the blessings
Jesus
that God has in store for you. And I release
yes
your
Lord
supernatural blessings that God has already ordained since before the
thank
beginning
you
of time.
Thank
I release
you
them to overflow into
yes
your life
you
right now, just like when
thank
Daniel
you
prayed and the angel came
Jesus
and said, the
Jesus
moment you prayed, God
time
sent me with your
oh
answer. And we know
you
that God has already sent the answer, and we bind up anything that's trying to oppose every opposing
thank
force,
you,
every demon
thank
on assignment. Satan himself, I declare, decree, take that you have to
yes
take your
Lord
hands off of this woman's property in the
yes
name of
Jesus.
Jesus. She is a
Jesus
of Abraham, and I declare and decree that everything that God has released for her, she shall receive it not many days hence. In Jesus' name
Jesus
we pray.
Name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God says he
hallelujah
is the God. He is still a deliverer, and he is
yes
still
Lord
the God who delivers.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So this continues
thank
to hold
Jesus
on.
Hallelujah.
Keep that attitude of gratitude,
yes,
because
Jesus
as you keep that attitude of gratitude, God says he inhabits the praises of his people, my God. And as you praise him, God is right there. He is even more evident and prominent in your life and in every situation, my God, that you might be facing. So, God, just know, be encouraged. I'm looking forward to another praise report coming forth, even bigger and greater. God says, your eye has not seen, nor has your ear heard, nor has it entered into your mind. The things I have in store for you, get ready for overflow. Get ready for the blessing. Get ready for breakthrough. Get ready, for manifestation. Get ready, get ready in the name of Jesus. So I'm excited. Amen. Knowing that your perseverance has not gone unseen. And your testimony to the people of God has given breakthroughs in so many lives. So as you continue to persevere and continue to encourage us, we encourage you to keep pressing. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you, Pastor, and I love you. We thank God for you.
Thank you.
So God bless you and your household for this Thanksgiving holiday. Amen. Don't eat too much.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Good night.
Okay, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. I should be telling myself that. Amen.
Thank you. We thank God for Maria wishing us a happy Thanksgiving. We thank God for every caller tonight. Again, if you have a prayer request, a praise report, press 1 on your phone, and we will put you on the air tonight. To God be all the glory. Just press 1, and we will see that hand raised, and we will put you on the air tonight. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go off the air momentarily, and I just want to invite everyone. We have a Men's Day service on Sunday at our church. God has given me a word specifically for men. We thank God for the women that's going to be blessed also. But we want to put the spotlight on the men this Sunday at New Creation Church. It's our Men's Day, and we thank God for every man. We thank God for every boy. We thank God for every male in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And God is going to move mightily because our men need prayer, our fathers and our sons and our uncles and our grandfathers and our boys need prayer. So we cover the men right now, even as we approach Men's Day service in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we also have our midweek service on tomorrow night, 7:30. We will be in service, and it's going to be a powerful service right on the eve of the Thanksgiving holiday. We will be having service in the name of Jesus. And press your way out. Those of you in this area, it's going to be powerful. Before you eat the turkey and watch the football on Thursday, come out to church tomorrow night, and you will not be disappointed.
Sure.
Well, we're going to go off the air momentarily, but if you press 1, we still have time to pray for you or pray with you in the name of Jesus.
Sure.
1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. 1482 Maple Avenue. Hillside, New Jersey, 12:30 on Sunday and 7:30 tomorrow night. We thank God. Hallelujah. Pastor, she's going to give you some information about our technology, our website and our page on the Facebook.
Amen. Amen. We invite you to like our page on Facebook. We're NCC. Actually, with New Creation Christian Ministries, the Kingdom Church. You can like our page on Facebook, New Creation Christian Ministries, the Kingdom Church. There are also some videos on YouTube. I guess if you do YouTube and put in Pastor Rebecca, you'll be able to find it. New Creation Pastor Rebecca, you'll be able to find the YouTube videos if you want a word to encourage your heart. Also, our website is nccmonline.org, nccmonline.org. Go over to our website. A lot of the information is more likely on Facebook. I have to get to the website and start updating that again. But there's some information there as well about the church and what we believe and what we do when we come together. So, and also there's a button. People have been asking how I can sow a seed. If you want to sow a seed, a lot of people are looking to sow at this time for the end of the year. What better place than New Creation Christian Ministries, and you can sow by going to that donate button on the website on nccmonline.org, or you can send your seed, as many have, and we thank God for all of you who have sown and all of you who have had the desire to sow. You can send your seed to Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, P.O. Box 2476, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. Amen. And we will thank God for every seed that is sown to help continue this great work that we're doing. And then we have Making Marriage and Relationships Work. That page is also on Facebook. And we are pouring into marriages every third Wednesday of the month. So we invite you to be a part of that and to buy the book. Amen. Pastor Emily and I will be blessed just to know that you are buying the book and that you're buying our books and that you're sowing into the ministry as the Lord leads you. Amen. And I know God is leading people to sow because so many are sowing. So God bless you. We love you. Listen, like Brother Jamal, I started to call him Pastor. Brother Jamal said, every day is a season of thanksgiving. So we thank God today and every day, amen, for life and life more abundantly. And we thank God for each and every one of you that come and touch and agree with us in prayer every Tuesday. So keep the fire of the Lord burning in your hearts, amen, and keep God first, amen, and God will continue to manifest himself unto you. We love you. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
trusting in.